Daily action step number 10. I'm reversing my biological age by maintaining a youthful mind. I put this into practice by 1. Enriching my sensory experience within and without. 2. Devoting myself to lifelong learning and personal growth. And 3. Enjoying play, lightheartedness, and laughter. The body is a field of molecules. The mind is a field of ideas. Wherever a thought goes, a molecule goes. Fresh and youthful thoughts create fresh and youthful molecules. Psychological age influences biological age. The 10th step to grow younger and live longer is to maintain a youthful mind. The mind is not a thing as the body is. The body is a field of molecules. You can touch it. It is solid. Even though it is constantly and ever in change and transformation, it has the appearance of a fixed object. We can examine the body and measure its biological markers in a fairly precise, objective way. The mind is a field of ideas. Ideas cannot be put in a test tube or observed through a microscope. They cannot be examined in the traditional objective sense. Ideas can only be experienced subjectively. According to Ayurveda, the body is a field of information and energy that we experience objectively, and the mind is the same field of information and energy that we experience subjectively. There is a correlation between subjectivity and objectivity. Wherever a thought goes, a molecule goes. Spiritual traditions say that the Word was made into flesh. In reality, the Word and the flesh are the same thing, much as physics tells us that particles and waves are the same thing. The body is a collection of particles. The mind is a collection of waves. They are the same thing experienced differently, depending on your method of observation, objective or subjective. Many studies have confirmed that biological age correlates better with psychological age than chronological age. If you are young at heart, your biological markers are likely to reflect a young heart, literally. When your heart is being attacked through hostility or lack of love, you might indeed suffer a heart attack. It therefore becomes important to understand what creates a youthful mind, because a youthful mind is likely to translate into a youthful body. All the factors we have discussed are, of course, very important. However, if your mind is old, your body will reflect it even if you practice everything that we have suggested so far. A youthful mind is a mind that is constantly growing. As the popular saying goes, people don't grow old. When they stop growing, they become old. Neuroscientists are learning that the brain is an extraordinarily dynamic organ that is continuously reshaping itself. The electrical, magnetic, and chemical fields of your brain are in perpetual flux, reflecting your moment-to-moment changing experiences. Even the anatomy of your brain is being resculpted. Microscopic tendrils connecting one neuron with another are extending and retracting. The cells themselves are coming and going. The long-standing belief that adults never generate new brain cells has been overturned. Recently, researchers at Princeton University have found evidence that thousands of fresh brain cells are born every day. Attend to keeping your mind fresh and youthful, and you will keep your brain and your body fresh and youthful. A youthful mind is dynamic, vibrant, and curious. That is what we all desire. An alert, vibrant mind along with strong physical vitality. As a result of your commitment to the other steps in this program, you have set the stage for this ideal state. With all the other key components in place, it is essential that you keep your mind active and expanding so you can enjoy the fruits of the life-affirming choices you've made and the life wisdom you have accumulated.